long daf today. Today is daf Pei Aleph. I believe we are on Pei Amud Beis by Amarish Lakish. Right? Ha'okal Achila Gasa, like 5-6 lines from the bottom. So Amarish Lakish. Ha'okal Achila Gasa B'Yom Kippurim. Somebody eats Achila Gasa. Achila Gasa basically means you eat at the point where you're so stuffed that the next eating has no... it's just disgusting to you. It's not really full. So, but what's the case where it comes up? So Rashi has achila gasa, sha'achal leili yom kippurim alasova. You stuffed yourself at the suda on the night before Yom Kippur. Sha'yasava misuda shehifsekva. You were stuffed from that suda. The koma sha'achal mishachashechal achilas gasa ha'isa shelo la'ana. And then so you stuffed yourself, and then you went to shul, and then you ate something again. It's just so full. It's achila gasa. It doesn't count. That's not considered achila. Right, so Amar Yisrael, Ochel Achil Gasa, Kippur and Potter. My time, which is the reason why, Asher Lo Ti'uneh. The pasuk says Lo Ti'uneh. We said it multiple times on Yom Kippur. The Isser is not Achila. The Isser is Achila. Is Inoy. The Isser is Inoy, and it's not considered Inoy Prat LeMazik. It comes to exclude a case where it's Mazik. Where Rashi says here, Mazik means Lezeh. This guy is Mazik. Ainim Vatel Mimenu Shum Inoy. By this eating, he's not taking away any Inoy. He's not removing any suffering, right? Shaya Sava Misuda the Fish Ainu Mavatu Marashum Inoy Aide Achilazo Elam Maziku. He's just being destructive. As Ha'ochum as Atmo. He's not eating the food, he's either destroying the food. He's not eating for himself, he's not mazik himself by eating so much. So now we continue with this idea about Achilagasa, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Shlakish, Zar Sha'achal Truma. So a non-Kohen eats Truma. Usually if he eats Truma, he's chayav to pay back a Karen and a Chomish. But he eats the Truma here, but Achila Gasa. I mean, he was so stuffed, and he eats the Truma. Rashi's case, of course, says, B'shogig. He ate the Truma, B'shogig. Shechayev O'Kasav, Tashumi Karen V'Chemesh. Chomish. He's Pater, Im Achal Alasoba. He's Pater, if he ate, he's Pater on the Chomish. He's Mishalmas a Karen, the Ein Mishalmas a Chomish. Because the Karen you pay back just for taking away the Kohen's property. Chomish you pay back for this Isra Achila. But here, there's not considered an Isra Achila, because the Pasuk says, Ish Keyochal Kodesh Mishgaga. The person who eats Kodesh, the person who eats Truma, has to pay the Chomish. It says, V'yosif chamisha so'alav. Prat lemazik. That comes to exclude this case, where he's not eating, he's mazik. Rashi says, prat lemazik is a Truma. He's not eating the Truma. He's basically, there's no difference what he's doing now as opposed to burning the Truma. He's just destroying it. Because there's no sense of Achila here, because he is so full. Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zar shekoseis se'orim shel Truma. So you have a guy who's non-Kohen, and he's koseis, which means he's chewing barley seeds. Rashi says, shekoseis. What does koseis mean? It's kol davar shu ochlo shalokader chachilaso karli koseis. It's just a code word for inhaling something not the way that you typically would eat it. So he's chewing on this barley of Truma. Again, he's mishalem as a Karen. He pays back the Karen because he took the Kohen's property. The ain mishalem as a Chomish, but he doesn't pay the Chomish back. He doesn't pay the extra fifth, which is an extra 25%. Ki yochal, because the Pasuk again says, ki yochal, prat lemazik. Comes to exclude the guy who's mazik. Right now he's not eating anything. It's not derech achila. What he's doing is just destroying whatever he's chewing on. Amar Rav Shizvi, Amar Rav Yochanan, zar shebala shizafin shel Truma. The hikion. So you have a non-Kohen who swallowed without the chewing, I guess. He just swallowed the shizifin shel Truma. So Rashi says what the article charges shizifin, like these stalks, plums. Oh, right, these are the prunes. Right, Rashi says shizifin. Look at Rashi says prunes. Right, we say plums. Prunes are dried out plums. Rashi says the second line, prunes bilaz. Shalom bala b'kzisa. Okay, so these Truma items, he just swallowed them whole. Okay, and then he vomits them up, he throws it up after he eats them, and then another person comes, ba'achlan acher, so another person comes and eats what he threw up. So Rishon, the first person who swallowed the shazifin, mishalim karen sechomesh, he pays the karen and the chomesh. Apparently here, this swallowing is considered achila, so the first guy violated eating truma. The second guy, ein mishalim el demei eitzim l'rishon bavad. The second guy is not eating Truma. Because what happens is, once the first guy eats it, he's Kone it. So it's no longer belongs to the Kohen. So when he throws it up, what's coming out now is his stuff. But what's coming up now is not food, because it's disgusting and chewed already. But what's coming up now is something that could just be used for firewood. So the second person who eats it without permission of the first person, he pays the first person the value of what this would be for Demei Eitzim L'Rishon. He pays value what this would be as sort of firewood, which is minimal. de minimis amount, because what happens is the first guy eats it, so he violates the Isser of eating truma. But he's then kone it. It becomes his. When he spits it out, it's this disgusting thing in front of him. But the second person comes to eat it, so now what he's eating, he's taking something that belongs to the first guy, not to the kohen anymore. But what he's taking is not really food anymore. It's just something that can be used, it's like tooth, it's like sticks, it's nothing. Therefore, he won't pay the value to the first person. He'll only pay value of the food, he'll pay the value of the me'etzim. The Mishnah then said, ha'ochel v'ashosa eimet starfin. Right, there was a shear for achila, and a shear for drinking, which is lugmav. So let's say I ate a half a shear of one, a half a shear of the other. They're not mitzarved together to equal shear to mechayev you for eating on Yom Kippur. So Matana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah who holds that achila and shasiya are not mitzarved? They can't combine. I mean, what's the reason why achila and shasiya are not going to be mitzarved? They're both because of inui. So if I take one half a shear and the other one half a shear, shouldn't that combine and violate the issur of inui? So Amar Chizda b'machlokas shnuya, this idea of whether achila shasiya can combine is actually a machlokas, right? Rabbi Yeshua, and it goes according to the person who holds this is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that two items that whose shiurim aren't the same, because here the shiurim aren't the same. One's a genkosevis and one's a lolugmav. If they're not the same shiur, they can't combine. Ditanan, we have a Mishnah in Mi'ila. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave a rule about when it comes to combining things. Kol tum aso v'shiuro shava. But regarding tuma, if you have items that their tuma and their shear is the same, meaning the ration of tuma, Rashi says, kol she tum aso v'shiuro shava. Kigon, it's the one, two, three, third short line. He says, fourth short line. Kigon shnei chatzei zesim mishnei mesim. I have a half, in order to become tame for a mace, it's a kazayas of basar. So let's say I have a half a kazayas from one mace and half a kazayas from another mace. They'll combine. Right, kol shnei chatzei zeisim, shnei mesim, or mishnei nevelos, or mishnei chatzei adasha, mishnei shrotzim, shizman tumasun shaveh, vishirun shaveh, the tam vishur echad. In other words, if you become tummy from the item, it would be the same amount of time, and their shear would be the same amount of time. So two chatzei mesim, two chatzei kazeisim of nevela. It'd be the same. It's basically the same idea. They combine together. However, so that's called tumaso vishur shaveh mitzarif, but tumaso viloshi uro. Let's say that the zman would be the same zman, but not their shear. Like for example, you have a piece of sheretz and a piece of nevela. So both of them are only metamayu till the night. However, the shear is not the same. Nevela is a kazayis, and nevela is a kazayis, and sheretz is a small bean, like a lentil bean, like an adasha. So they're not the same shear. They're not going to be mitzarif. And also, if shiuro below tumaso, let's say the shear is the same, but the time period which you would become tameh is not the same. For example, I have a piece of a mace and a piece of a nevela. Both of them are tameh the shear of a kazayis, but the tumas is not the same. Because if you're tameh from a tumas mace, it's 7 days. But tumas and nevela, it's only going to be 1 day. So then that's obviously not going to combine. And lo tumas of lo shiro, obviously, if it's neither case, where it's not the same length duration, and it's not the same size, aim at starfing. Only be mitzarif. So that means in our case now also, these items, achila on Yom Kippur, and Shasir and Yom Kippur are different shiurim, so it's not going to be mitzarif. So Gemara says, what are we talking about? That's talking about tumah. He says, Rav Nachman Amar Fiul Teima Rabbanan. Even you can say according to Rabbanan, you can not Rabbi Shua, you can say according to Rabbanan that here it's not going to be mitzarif also, because Adkan Lo Kamri Rabbanan Hasam. Only over there, Rabbanan say that things combine El Inyan Tumah. It combines regarding tumah because the same tumah chadhi, because it's tumah. Tumah is called tumah. This tumah, that tumah. Bottom line, it's all subcategories of tumah. So they're going to combine. But here, the concept is when you violate is because of Yishuv Adas. Mishum Yisuvei Daitehu. V'hai lo mi'at v'daiteh. The Chacham said, what are you mi'ashiv that have Yishuv Adas in order to be b'chayev for you violate Inui? That's when you had a kosevis of food. But you have a half a kosevis of food and half a melo lugma of drink, that's not mi'ashiv Adas. Only when you have the full shear of each individual thing. V'chein amar Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says as well, the machlokas shnuya Rabbi Yeshua, he says it was a machlokas, why these things do not, on Yom Kippur, don't combine. The Tanakh Kalam Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Teim Rabbanan, it's the same exact Gemara, Ad Kan Lo Kamibar Mahasim El Yen Tumma, Avalhacha Mishum Yeshuvi Daitahu, V'hai Lo Kamiyafi Daita. And here you're not Miyashiv Das. If I have half a shear of liquid and half a shear of food, that doesn't constitute Yeshuvi Das. It has to be the full shear of the food or the full shear of the liquid. There things are combined according to Rabbanan, but it's Tumma, Tumma's Tumma's Tumma, and that's that. Okay, next Mishnah. Achal v'shasa v'helem echad. Okay, so let's say a person forgot that it is Yom Kippur, or he doesn't realize that the Inuyim are Asur Yom Kippur, and he eats a Kosevis, and he drinks some Lulugmav. Nevertheless, he's only going to be Chayiv one time. Because like we said before, Achila and Shasiya are part of one Isser. It's all combined as one Isser. We say that Chamisha Inuyim, there are five. Our Mishnah lists at six, we said. I think it was Gemara and Shabbos. It lists at six. We said, no, because Achila and Shasiya are combined.
They're not
Mitzdarit, but it's the same Isser.
Okay. It combines in the same Isser, but not the same Shear.
In other words, if you do both of them, you're going to... Correct. But it's only going to be one violation. Because it's Behelim Echad. You forgot once. One violation. Because, right, we said, Achila, Shasiya is Achila, because the Pasuk called that you were drinking equals Achila. So, that's one. Elchai ve'elchatz achas. Aval, ocha ve'asam alacha. Let's say you forgot about Yom Kippur, and you b'shogig, so then you ate, and you also violated by doing malacha on Yom Kippur. So, chayiv shtei chatos. You chayiv two, because those are two separate e-surim. Another din. Achal ochlim she'enan ru'uyim la'achila. A person eats food, I guess he eats things that are not royal la'achila. He eats non-edible items. He swallows a piece of paper, I don't know. He eats something that's not edible. Or he drinks non-potable liquids. Or shasatzir, drinks sort of brine. Or murias, which I think is also brine. I don't know how he tastes different. One's brine, one's fish brine. I didn't know there was brine, there wasn't fish brine. Okay, so he drinks these brines. That's also not going to be his putter. He's not going to be chai v'chatas because it's not the derech to drink these things. These things are used as dips. The brine is used as a dip and not to drink it. I wonder if it's the same thing if a guy like drinks ketchup or drinks mustard.
I had a debate with someone. Yeah. I was like flabbergasted. Now listen to a share of Y.E. Torah.
Rav Shachter says I think it's okay.
Rav Shachter says it's okay.
Right, I think he said listerine shirt is okay.
Rav Shachter says it's fine.
Right. Then,
you're not going to sit there and go,
Well, you don't eat them up. Yeah. Right, I think he said it was okay. I don't know.
So, he did.
Rav Shachter says it's okay.
Yeah, it's
junior or senior?
Senior.
Senior, okay. So, I got to make sure. But actually, if junior says it, then senior says it. There's nothing that...
I think maybe you can quote it, but
yeah.
Certainly in the name of senior.
Okay. Nothing he says is not... It's either his father or Rosh Weiss. So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says... Okay, so that's the background. We know that there's a punishment, right? It says if you violate the concept of Inui on Yom Kippur, you get punished, it says Karis. The problem is that what the rules are, in order to get a punishment in the Torah, there first has to be a warning. The Torah has to say, don't do this, and if you do this, then that's your punishment. When it comes to Inui, the Gemara says, if you aren't Ma'aneh, you get Karis. But nowhere does it say, the Torah, be Ma'aneh. Right? Now, be careful not to be, about Inui. So the Gemara says, Amri Shlakish. And now this Gemara is going to go all the way down to, Amud Beis. We're trying to find the source of where the warning for Inui is given. So Amri Shlakish, Mipnei Ma Lo Nemra Azhara B'Inui. Why does the Pasuk not give a warning by Inui? Right? The Pasuk says, it's a mitzvah asay. It says, ta'anu es nafshoseichem. You don't get punished for violating an asay. You get punished for violating a lav. This must be a lav. So Gemara says, mishum delo efshar. Because it's impossible, Reish Lakish says, to write the obligation of Inui, write the obligation of the violation of Inui, that's the whole problem, in a lav. Because in nichtov, hechi nichtov, how should we write it? Nichtov rachmana lo yochal, the Torah says don't eat, well then, achila b'chazayis. Achila, by definition, is b'chazayis. And we know in Yom Kippur that achila is kosevis. So you can't write lo yochal. Nichtov rachmana lo se'une. The Gemara, the Torah should write, don't be ma'aneh. Well then, kom echol mashma. Don't be ma'aneh means you should make sure they eat. So you're not in, so you don't suffer. But that is, you should suffer. So how do you do it? So maskevei Rav Oshia says, okay, I have an answer. Nichlo rachmana, the Torah should have written, hishamar pein lo te'uneh. Be careful, lest you are not ma'aneh. The Gemara says, you can't do that, because the lush, pen, hishamar, pen, and lo are all languages that are used to present a laugh. So here you'll have three laugh here. Hishamar, pein, and lo, it'll be a problem. He says, im kein, nefishi luhu lavi. You're going to add on lavim, meaning you're going to have, it says, Hishamer and Pain are also lo sase, and therefore if you did violate Inui, you would chayiv three times or something like that. What? I don't think Ach is. No. So Maskiflo, so Rabibi. So Rabibi says, why don't you say this? So Maskiflo, Rabibi, Rabbi, Torish Lakish, Nichla Rachmana, the Torah should write, Hishamer the mitzvahs Inui. Be careful with the mitzvah of Inui. The Gemara says, Im Kain, if that's the case, Hishamer de lav lav, Hishamer Daseh Asei. Reish Lakish closely points out, Reish Lakish holds, Reish Lakish is the Baal Memory here, Reish Lakish holds that the word Hishamer is depending on, it depends on the context. If Hishamer is talking about Hishamer ben Alav, then it's coming ben Alav. If Hishamer is warning you to be careful with the Asei, then it's language of an Asei. So if you say Hishamer by Inoy, so that seems to be, Reish Lakish says Hishamer ben Mitzvahs Inoy, Hishamer to do this. Hishamer be'inoy. You should, so it comes to say. It doesn't. It's no longer a lav. It's not an azhara. Hishamer be'inoy. Meaning it's hishamer. It's a mitzvah asay to be ma'ane. Because hishamer can take on either definition. So to hear, if you said hishamer be mitzvah inoy, the explanation would be careful to be mekayim the mitzvah inoy. And that would be an asay. And we're looking for a lav for it to be an azhara. So I'm asking for Rav Ashi says, nichtov, the Torah should write, Al tasur mina inui. Do not stray from the inui. That could have worked. Do not stray from the inui. That's a lashon of lav. Al tasur mina inui. Kasha. It's a kasha on Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish said there's no way to write it. We found a way. The Torah could have theoretically written it. But that's not how the Torah wrote it. So the bottom line is, where's the warning for the inui? Where do you have? Well, lo tasur.
Yes. Yeah, don't go left
to
right.
Okay, but it could have done. Reish Lakish says there's no way you could have written it. It could have. So bottom line is, though, but didn't. But now that it didn't, so where's the warning? Where's the azhara? So now we have a big brisa. The Tana, Maisa Lemehacha. The brisa learns the azhara, the warning, from the following. Okay, just a lot of drushes back and forth. The brisa says, the Payom Kippur, one pasuk says, the Inisem es Naso Seichem, you should afflict yourselves. V'chol melacha lo sasu, and all melacha you don't do. So there's a lav, clearly, without the warning, without a punishment here, there's a lav here of melacha. Okay? Yochol yihyeh anush kareis atosefes melacha. You might think, okay, so on Yom Kippur, we'll see later also, there's a mitzvah to add to Yom Kippur. You have to start Yom Kippur early, and you have to end it late. It's called tosefes. So you might think, yihyeh anush kareis atosefes melacha, you might think if during that time of Tosefes Yom Kippur at the outset, you know, before the day starts, before it gets dark, where we say, oh, the fast begins now. You might think if you violate, if you do malacha there, you would also get kares. Talmud Omar, therefore the Pasuk says, b'chol nefesh shetasem kol malacha be'etzem hayom hazeh, on the day itself, then havad yes nefesh yimikar ramah. That's the one who gets punished. Al itzumo shoyom anish kares, the eno anish kares al Tosefes malacha. The only time you would get kares for violating an Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur is during the actual day, right? It may actually be the actual day, and not during the time of Tosefes, not during the time, the add-on time. The Brisa continues, and it's a very long Brisa. The Brisa continues, Yachol loya anush kares al Tosefes Malacha. Maybe you wouldn't get kares if you did Malacha during the time of Tosefes. Avoya anush kares al Tosefes inui, but if you ate during this Tosefes time, you would get punished. Talmud Lomar, for the Pasuk says, any person who does not afflict himself, again, that's who gets kares. You only get punished the kares if you violate inoy during the day and not during the tosefes. The brisa continues. Yochol, maybe I would think that lo yeh bichlal onish, right? Maybe you would think that, I'm not sure which is this. You might think that, okay, so maybe if I do malacha during the Tosefes time, I just don't get kares. But maybe there's an isser. Talmud Lomar again, different pasuk says, don't do malacha during this day. It's only going to be the isser of malacha is going to be on the day itself, not on the Tosefes. The brisa continues. Maybe there's no warning regarding doing malacha during Tosefes, but there'll be a warning not to violate inoy during the Tosefes time. V'dinu, when you make a kavah chomer, ma malacha, when it comes to malacha, which malacha apparently is going to be more chomer than inoy. Why? Because malacha is no heges b'shabbos as yom tovim. Your malacha is no way on Shabbos and yontiv. Eino muzar aleha, there's no azhara for it on Tosefes. Inoy, which is apparently kal, it's less chamor. She'eno no heges, we only told him, eno din shlo yimuzar alav. So kal b'chomer, you shouldn't have a violation. It should be a warning or a violation if you do it during Tosefes. So then the brisa continues, okay. Aval azhara li inoy shel yom atzmo lo lamadnu. Basically, up to this point, we still haven't found the warrant. There's back and forth on these brises. But we still haven't found a place where we have the warning for violating Inui on Yom Kippur. Avalas haro li Inui shel Yom Atzmo lo lamadnu uminayin. So where do we learn it? So he says, first Mar says, lo yomar onesh b'malacha. Don't say that the Torah gives you a punishment by malacha. It tells you that you get karis by malacha. To gamar me Inui. And you learned that out from a Kal v'chomer. Just like Inui, you get Kares, and Inui is more Kal, because it's not Noah and Shabbos and Yontif. So Malacha, that is Noah and Shabbos and Yontif, of course you're going to get punishment. The Lama Nemar, so therefore why does it say, in other words, you didn't need the Torah to tell you that you're going to get Kares for violating Malacha. If the Torah tells you can get Kares for violating Inui, Kal v'chomer you can get Kares for violating Malacha, because Inui is more Kal, because Inui is only on Yom Kippur, and Malacha is on Yom Kippur, and Shabbos and Yom Tovim. The Lama Nemar, so why does it tell the Torah telling me that you get Kares for Malacha? Mufneh, so therefore it's extra. And if it's extra, now I can use it for anything I want. Now I can use it to learn something from it. Mufne lahakish v'ladom idemenu. It's to compare it to something else and to learn from it. Zayir shava nemar onish b'inoy. It says onish by the inoy kares. V'nemar onish b'malacha. And it says onish by malacha. Ma malacha lo onish elikin hizir. Just like b'malacha, there's an azhara, but it says kol malacha lo sasu. Af inoy lo onish elikin is here. So that you learn the warning from the malacha to the inoy. Not sure how that works. You learn the malacha, the warning from the malacha to the inoy because of this extra. The pasuk tells me you get kares by malacha. There was no need to tell me you get kares by malacha. So therefore, it's extra, and that extra word can now learn one from the other. What's it teach you from the other? Just like you're warned by malacha, you learn by inoy. I thought that a warning is supposed to be clear. To have to go through all these pilpulim and limudim to figure out a warning, what type of warning is that? But the Gemara says answers differently. It says ikla mefrach. I say no, it's not a kal v'chomer. Mali inoy shlohutu miklolo tomer b'malacha shlohutu miklolo. You're telling me that inoy is more kal and malacha is more chomer. That's not true. I can find a chomer by inoy. By inoy, there's no person. Okay, not zakas nefashos. But there's no person. There's no time during Yom Kippur where eating, drinking, or any of these things is mutter. But by malacha there is in the Beis Hamikdash. You shchita, you do zurika, you do all these malachos, you burn all these malachos in the Beis Hamikdash. So malacha is chutu b'chlala on Shabbos and Yantif. So therefore, it has a kula. So you can't learn one's a kala, one's a chomer. They each have a kula, they each have a chumra. Right? The chumra of malacha is that it's usher on Shabbos Yom Tovim, and that's a kula by Inui, because only Yom Kippur. The chumra of Inui is that it's not chutu b'chlala, but that's a kula by malacha, because malacha is mutter in the Beis Hamikdash. So Gemara says, okay, Ella, so we still haven't found the warning. So Ella, yeah, again, back and forth. Ella.
No, it's tough because you're taking specific items that don't have the exception.
Right. And look, I slipped away also, the Mishnah gave exceptions. The Mishnah said that the Kala can wash her face and that the Melech can wash his face, unless you say that those Melechas are the Rabbanan. But if those are Inuits of the Oraisas, then you also have Chutur Mechlolo by Inui. So Ella. So okay, now we have to explain the brisa. What the brisa means is lo yomar onish b'inoy. What happens is you shouldn't need to say the punishment by inoy, because it says the punishment by malacha, and I'll learn it out from if malacha yichayev kares, so then by inoy you should be chayev kares. Lo yomar onish b'inoy the gomer malacha uma malacha shchutra mechlala, just like so malacha which is chutra mechlala, which is therefore it's less, it's kal onish kares, it get kares. Inoy, which is more chomer, the kav chomer, lo kol shakein, and of course you get kares. So why does it say the words kares by inoy? The lama neamar mufne, because it's extra, it's available. The hakish v'ladom imenu gzeir shava to learn a gzeir shava. Neamar onish by inoy. It says the punishment by inoy, but neamar onish by malacha. It says onish by malacha. Ma malacha onish by hisir. Just like the by malacha, it gave you the punishment and the warning. Av inoy onish by hisir. So to inoy, when it gave you the punishment, it also gives you the warning. Whereas no ikla mefrach, because the kavachomer is not a real kavachomer, like we just said. Right? Ma malacha, it's more chamor. Shekeinu hegev shabbos yom tovim. Tomer inoy sheinu no hegev shabbos yom tovim. You can't learn a kavachomer because each one has its sad kula and each one has a sad chumra. So there's mufne and then learning kav chomer is out the window. So now the Gemara is going to give a few answers. I think four answers now is where we learn the ashara, this warning for violating inoy on Yom Kippur. So Amar Ravina, Haitana, this bright learns it out. Etzem gamur. He learns it out from the words etzem and etzem. Okay, so I have to figure out how this works. I think the way it works as follows. He learns the Azhar from Inoy, from the Azhar of Malacha, from a Gzeir Shavar, from the words Etzem. Because they, it says the word Etzem both by Inoy and by Malacha. By Inoy it says, Kichol Nefesh Ashelo Tzuneh the Etzem Hayom Azeh, the Nichor Sameh Ameha. And it also says by one who does Malacha, Bichol Nefesh Asher Tasen Kol Malacha the Etzem Hayom Hazeh, Vavati Yasa Nefesh Ahim, Yikar Vamah, that's Kares. So the word Etzem is extra, I guess, in both. And therefore, Etzem in one, Etzem in the other, we can learn out, just like there's a warning in one, there's a warning in the other. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, wait a second, Mufne. The word Etzem has to be extra. Because if the word Mufne, if the word Etzem is not extra, then and we need it for something in the Pasuk itself, then you can't learn it. Right? You can't learn Gzeir Shavar from a word here or a word there if the word is needed in each spot. Only if there are extra words, then you can learn it from make a Gzeir Shavar. So the Ilo Mufna, because if they're not Mufne, then Iko Lemefra can pay off our Kachina. If they're not extra words, stam extra words, you can't learn one from the other, because just explain you can't learn one from the other, because they each have a tzak pulun, they each have a tzak chumra. So it must be that it's, Mar says, la, yeah, no, really, afnune mufne. It's really extra. How do I know it's extra? Because I have five times the Torah uses the, tells me not to do malacha on Yom Kippur. Okay, so I have, right, hamisha kroik sivu malacha. I already know. Chadlas har de yamama, one to warn me not to do malacha during the day. The chadlas har de laila, one to warn me not to do malacha at night. Chadla onish de yamama, one time is to teach me that, is to warn me not, is the warning about, sorry, one time is the morning during the day, one time is the morning at night. Chadla onish de yamama, one time is the punishment during the day, the chadla onish de laila, one time is to teach me the punishment at night. The chadla afnuye, and one's extra. One's extra to teach me li migmar inu mi malacha bein b'yama bein b'layla. One's extra to teach me gzeir shava. Why do you need a separate warning for morning and night? Where else do we say, we now do malacha on Shabbos, we need to teach you in the night and during the day? The reason is, I think, because it says the word etzem. Etzem hayom means the daytime itself. So maybe you would have thought that it was only malacha during the day, so it says four extra times to teach you that it even applies at night. So that's the first way to learn the warning. You learn the warning from the Gzeirah Shavah of Etzem, and Etzem by Malacha is extra, because there are four other times it taught me about Malacha, so this fifth time about Malacha is extra, I can learn as Gzeirah Shavah to learn from Gzeirah Shavah to Inoy, just like there's a warning by Malacha, there's a warning by Inoy. That's number one. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, so the Bei Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel, they learned as follows. Nemar Kan Inoy, by Yom Kippur it says Inoy, but Nemar Lahalon Inoy, it also says the word Inoy by someone who rapes a betrothed Nara, by Nara Murasa, if he raped his girl. Right, so Mala Halon Lo Anash Elin came in his year. So over there it tells you not to do it, and then it tells you what the punishment is. Afkan Lo Anash Elin came his year. So to here, it basically said, instead of using Etzem, we're learning Inui from a totally different context. That's number two. Number three. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar Yolev Shabbos Shabboson Mishabbos Bereishis. We learn out from the fact it says Shabbos Shabboson from Shabbos Bereishis. It says by Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabboson Hilachem, and by Shabbos Bereishis it says by Yom Hashvi'i Shabbos Shabboson. You have Shabbos Shabboson. Malo Halon, when it comes to Shabbos Bereishis, which is every Shabbos of the year, Lo Anash Elokin is here. There's a warning. It says Lo Sasu Malacha. It tells you if you do the Malacha, you get punished. So to here. Afkan lo anish elim kain hizer. So to hear, it's only punished if you have the warning. Just like say, so we have etzem, inui, shabbat shabboson, shabbat shabboson.
But it's different because the Azhar on Shabbos is for misa they based.
Right. So to, but the same question. The same thing by inui.
No, inus is chorus. There's no misa based in the inui.
You sure?
Yeah.
Good question. Yeah, but I guess, but we're not learning. But the Gemara is not learning out what the warning. The Gemara is learning out the warning. You need a warning.
No, but the whole idea of warning is that the only way you could be.
But I know the punishment. I know the punishment for Yom Kippur. It tells me Kares.
Yeah,
so I need a warning.
The only way.
So just like you warn there, you warn here.
No, because Kares never requires a Zorah before.
Why not? That's our whole thing we're talking about now.
But on other
we just did it with Malacha.
Huh?
Malacha and Yom Kippur is also Karis.
No.
And there's a warning.
Arise doesn't require a warning for Karis.
Anytime the Torah punishes you, you need to be, the Pasuk has to first say that there's a lot.
I thought they only apply to Mises.
That's the whole sukkah here is saying differently.
I don't know.
The whole sukkah here is saying that you need a warning. That was the whole question. Mipnei ma lo nemar ashar b'inui. You need, so we're going through this whole thing. We need a warning for Inui. Right, but they were not you're not learning the punishment from Shabbat Shabbat. So you learn the fact that there was somebody warned you. You just have to say that there's a lav, and then the punishment is listed in the Torah. So, but it's an interesting. Where was it? Oh, different here. It doesn't have it here. Rav Papa Amar, number four, we don't have to learn it out from Gzeirah Shavah from Shabbos. We could say, Hu Gufei Shabbos Ikrei. Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos. The Ksiv, the Nisem es Nasho Seichem, the Erev Ad Erev, Tishbisu Shabbos Chem. So since Yom Kippur itself is called Shabbos, we can learn that it has the same din as Shabbos, that it must have been warned. I don't have to learn out of Gzeirah Shavah, just learn it out from itself, that it's Shabbos. So, and it was always there's a warning not to violate Shabbos. This is considered Shabbos. It's a warning not to violate. How do you violate Yom Kippur? There's Inui Emelacha. But just like I'm already warned, because I was warned not to violate Shabbos. So Gemara says now, Bishlama Rav Papa Lo Amar Kerem Acha Bar Yaakov. I understand why Rav Papa, the last one, who learns it out directly from Yom Kippur, he doesn't learn it out like from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, who learned to Gzeirah Shavah from regular Shabbos. Because it's better to learn it out directly from a pasuk that's talking about your context. You don't have to worry, you have to pull it from there to pull here. It says right here that it's Shabbos. So no problem. Why does Rav Yaakov use the word Shabbos Shabboson? Why doesn't he just learn it out from the fact that it says, calls Yom Kippur Shabbos itself? So the Gemara says, because he needs that pasuk of Tishbisu Shabboschem for a different limud. Now we get into a few very famous limudim. He says, Miboy Leilich L'Sanya. He needs that pasuk to teach me what those other brayser taught me. The pasuk says, "V'nisem es nashoseichem betisha b'chodesh." You're supposed to honor yourself on the ninth of the month. The Gemara says, "Really? Yochol yatkel b'isana betisha? Should it be that you're supposed to start doing inoy in the ninth?" No. Tamid lomar, the pasuk says, "Ba'erev." You only start in the evening. Iba erev. If it's in the evening, yochol misha tesha. Maybe you have to wait till it gets dark. Tamid lomar betisha. Therefore, it then says in the ninth. So how do you do it? You start on the ninth or not start on the ninth? The Gemara says you do a little bit of the ninth. Haketza, this idea of Tosefes. Haketza, maskim ana miba od yom, mikan shemosifim michol hakodesh. You start a little bit before it gets dark, so you're doing it on the ninth, but you're not doing it, but also you're doing it on the ninth, but you're not, it's, and it's also be'erev. The idea is to add Tosefes. So you have to add on a little bit, that's where he learns it out. The ainli elabit kinisa, so how do I know to add on a little bit to Yom Kippur in the, when it starts? Bitsiyoso minayin. How do I know that I have to add on a little bit at the end also? Not just second, you know, go skiya, sunsets. You have to end, you have to add on. Tamalomar me erev on erev. From erev to erev, tishbisu. The pasuk is the erev on erev, tishbisu shabboschem. That's the pasuk we're looking for. It's missing in the Gemara, but that's the main point. It's tishbisu shabboschem, me erev on erev. So therefore, you have to do inoy a little bit before and a little bit after. So he has it from that pasuk. He can't learn out this pasuk, tishbisu shabboschem, to teach me that that's the warning for Inui, because he's learning something else from that pasuk. So the Eli Ella B'Yom Kippurim, and now I only know that I have this drasha of Tosefes on Yom Kippur, we'll fix the girsa here, Shabbos Hos Minayin. How do I know that on Shabbos also I have to do Tosefes, I have to add on at the beginning and the end? Machlok Rishonim, whether or not the most Rishonim hold that Tosefes is Midoraisa. The Rambam holds that Tosefes is only Midoraisa on Yom Kippur. So that's, but most of them hold that you have Tosefes on Shabbos and Yom Tovim as well. So he says, Ela b'Yom Kippur, Eli Ela Yom Kippurim, Shabbosos Minayin, Tamid Lomar, Tishbisu Shabboschem. You don't need, it should have just said, May Erev Ad Erev Shabboschem, I guess. The extra word Tishbisu is extra to teach that even on Shabbos you have this Tosefes. The Eli Ela Shabbosos, you got fixing the Girsa. Now I only know Shabbos, other Yom Tovim Minayin, Tamid Lomar Shabboschem. It says Shabboschem. I guess it's also extra. I don't know why. It's extra. One of the words has to be used. I don't know. Haketzad, how does it work? Kol Makom Shenemar Shvos. Any place where the Torah says Shvos, which means the sis from doing Malacha, Mosif Mechola Kodesh. You add on from Kol to Kodesh. You add on. You start a little bit earlier, 18 minutes earlier, 20 minutes earlier, whatever it is, you add on. Okay, the Gemara says, V'tana De'etzem De'etzem. Okay, you have the, who's that? That was the person who learned out Etzem Etzem, which is Ravina. Right? The Tano who learned out that you learned the warning from Etzem Etzem. It says Etzem by Inoy, it says Etzem by Malacha. Malacha is old, it's just extra there, so you learn it out to one to the other. Why does he, the Tano says, Had Betisha Lachodesh my Avidle? What does he dorish from the word, what we just said now, Betisha Lachodesh, on the ninth? Right? What does he learn from that? Because what was Rashi saying? V'tana de etzem etzem. Mi de itzrich l'me'utei l'tosefes hachol me'onesh u'me'hashara mi'mele shaminon de'mosifin. Somehow, the person who said the word etzem, that you know, he says, oh, the person said the word etzem, he taught us that only etzem, back before, we learned the word etzem, we said that taught us that you're not punished for doing malacha on Tosefes, which means he takes for a given that there is a concept of Tosefes. If there was no concept of Tosefes, he wouldn't have to teach us, oh, you don't get punished for that. So he takes for a given that there is an Isser malacha on Tosefes. So he doesn't need this drasha of Tishah L'Chodesh to teach you of this idea of Tosefes, because he takes it as a given. So what does he use the pasuk of Tishah L'Chodesh, what does he use that for? Another famous, Mibay Lei, it says, right? Was it Betisha? Do we fast on the ninth day? We only fast on the tenth day. Ella was a teacher, lo malacha, to teach you, kol ha'ocha b'shosa b'tishi, whoever eats or drinks on the ninth, ma'ala akasat ilu his'ana tishi v'asiri. As if you fast on the ninth and the tenth. Meaning it's a big, big mitzvah to eat on the ninth, right? Rashi says, different reasons, Rashi says, this pasha, he says, v'inisem b'tisha klomer his'akein atzmecha b'tisha, prepare yourself on the ninth, right? Shetuchel is'anas basara. Eat a lot during the ninth day, so you can store up a little bit like a camel. I've got to store up a little bit, it'll be easier for you to fast the rest of the day. Other reasons, give other reasons. Some say the reason is because Yom Kippur is a yontif. On a yontif, you have to have a suta. But we can't fast, we can't eat a suta on Yom Kippur, so you have it beforehand. Some say you eat on the ninth day because the pasuk says tisha. So a lot there were the stokim who, as Shiboli Lekin says, that the stokim would fast on the ninth day, because it says during the ninth day. So, b'dafka lahotzim, leave on shul tzlukim, we eat on the ninth day. But going back to the one we just said before, it says that Yom Kippur is a yontif. The yontif requires a tzuda. You can't have it, you eat beforehand. So the famous thing, Rav Huttner talks about all the time, Pacha Yitzchak, is you have Purim and Yom Kippurim. So Purim and Yom Kippur are the flip sides of the coin. So in Purim, you have the idea you're supposed to have a serious day, but Purim itself is not serious. It's full of levity. So we move the seriousness the day before by Tanis Esther. The same idea by Yom Kippur. We move the festivities the day before. On Purim, we move the fasting to the day before. Okay. The Mishnah said, "Aval ochlin she'ein ru'uyim la'achila." Achal ochlin she'ein ru'uyim la'achila. If you ate foods, non-edible foods, non-edible items, you're putter. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Kas pilkuli b'Yom Kippurim." If you ate these peppercorns on Yom Kippur, you're putter. Right, from Kares, because it's not a person, it's not Yishev Adas. Kas Zagvila, I think it's ginger, but Yom Kippurim, potter, you're also potter. So Mesve, they're going to ask now on this pepper. Right, Hayom Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir would say, Mimashma, from the pasuk that says, by Orla, Shenemar, by Orla Sem, Orla So, Esper Yo, Enyo De, so Shalosh Nimi Elechem, Arlim Lo Yechel, so Enyo De, Sheitz Machalu, it says, Orla Sem, Orla So, Esper Yo. Somebody talk about the tree, and teach you the tree has fruits. Well, don't I know? If I'm talking about a tree that has fruits, why does it say lo yachel? Because it says lo yachel. Okay, again. It says orlatem orlo orlo es priyo shalosh shanim yelechem arilim lo yachel. So it says lo yachel. I know I'm talking about a fruit producing tree. Eni yodesh etz machalu elamatam lomars. Why does it say unatatem kol etz machal? It says when you plant an etz machal. I know I'm talking about a fruit producing tree already because I already said. Eitz ma'achal. Why say again? Eitz shatam eitzo priyo shavu. Talking about a tree that it's, I guess it's bark and its paper is the same. Havi omer zel pilpilin. This is the peppercorn. L'madacha to teach you shal pilpilin chayovim orla. Whatever the drush is, peppercorns are chayiv and orla. So therefore it must be a fruit. So it's something that's food. So why if you eat the peppercorns on Yom Kippur are you butter? Right? And teach you ein eretz yisrael chaseir klum. I don't know that means. Shenemar lo sechzer kol bo. But okay, it's missing a working bureaucracy. But so them are low tax are kalva. So again, the idea is the Torah here is telling you that including peppercorns in the midst of orla, which means it must be a fruit. If it's a fruit and it's a produce, why are you putter from eating it on Yom Kippur? The Gemara says lokasha, habri tifta, habri yivesh. That depends. If it's moist, it's a fruit. If it's dry, it's not a food. Okay. Next, Amalei Ravina or Mareimar. We said, how does Rava say that if you eat ginger, raw ginger, you're putter on Yom Kippur? Vamar of Nachman, hai himlata. The Asimi Bei Hinduye, this sort of dish of ginger and honey that comes from India, Bei Hinduye, Sharia, you're allowed to eat it. I mean, you're allowed to eat it from the fact that it's not considered Bishul Nachrim, because what's the ingredients in this, it's not Bishul Akum, because the ingredients in it are, you can eat it raw. If you eat something raw, there's no problem with Bishul Akum. So, Umavarchino Le'a Bar Piyadama, and the Bracha is Bar Piyadama. So there's this ginger in here, and you're telling me that something that's eaten raw, and it gives you the bracha. So why would it be putter if I eat it on Yom Kippur? It's food. Again, mokasha, habi retifta, habi yadeshta. Depends. If it's moist, it's food. If it's dry, it's not food. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ochol alei konim on Yom Kippur. I guess he eats these reeds, leaves of reeds, he's potter. Lule gefanim, but he eats these vine shoots of the vine, then he's chayiv. But those are royal achilu. But they're the same thing. So elu hein lulav gefanim. What's considered, when are they lule gefanim, and when are they alei konim? Right? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Migdalov from Migdal, kol sheliv levu me Rosh Hashanah v'ayom kippurim, that is going to be chayiv. If they sprout during these 10 days, I guess they're soft enough, that's going to be considered food. Beyond those 10 days, I guess they get too hard, and they're not considered food. Rav Kana makol shloshim yom. He says it's 30 days. Tanya kavasin Rav Yitzchak Migdalov, it's a brice that's supposed to Rav Yitzchak. Achal alei konim potter, if you ate alei konim, you potter, you eat lule gefanim, you chayiv. Elein lule gefanim, when is it considered lule gefanim to be chayiv? If they, I guess they sprouted from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, 10 days. So now the Mishnah said, so just at Sirum Mari is potter. If you ate this fish brine, it's potter, because it's not something that's eaten derech achila. The Gemara says, for fish brine, you're potter. Ha chomets, if you drink vinegar, you'd be chayiv. Masnisin mani. Who is our Mishnah like? It's Rebbe, it goes like Rebbe, the Tanya, because Rebbe says, chomets meishiv es hanefesh. Drink vinegar, that provides, you know, calming something for the soul, that's a good drink, so if you drink it, that's a violation of inui, because it gives you yishuv adas if you drink the vinegar. Darish, Rav Gidl bar Menashe, mi Beiri din Darish. So Rav Gidl bar Menashe from Beiri din Darish says, ein halach ka Rebbe. The halach is not like Rebbe, meaning, you're not going to violate Yom Kippur if you have vinegar. Lashana, the next year, everyone heard his drasha in year one. So in year two, nafke kula amma matzu mishlosu chala. They all poured out and they drank vinegar. He said there's no violation. He gets upset. Shomer of Gidol here, it's ikrid. And he got upset. He says, why? You're not punished? Fine. Amr Amr to Amriana de Yevin. I said, but the Yevin, if you drink it, you're not going to be, it's not chayiv karis. But the chachil mi Amri, they tell you the chachil, you can go ahead and drink it. And he says, Amr to Amriana porta. I said, you can have a little bit. Tuva mi Amri, you can pour a whole cup. I didn't say that. I said when it was raw, when it's raw vinegar, when it's not diluted, mazumi army, but diluted like you guys did. Who said? So therefore, he said you guys misunderstood me, and he was upset that they drank the vinegar. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick tomorrow with the Mishnah.